What you're about to hear is part of a telephone conversation that took place between Billy Joel and myself, T.D. Kelly, very late this past Thursday night. Now, Billy asked me to explain the circumstances first. See, he was out rehearsing for his upcoming tour till about midnight on Thursday, when he went home very tired, ready to pass out. Now, before turning in, he decided to read a few newspaper articles from the Lehigh Valley that someone had left there for him. As he read through the articles, he was very disturbed by the fact that some people in the Lehigh Valley were interpreting his song Allentown and his feelings about us the wrong way. So, unable to go to sleep, Billy decided to call Z95 immediately and try to clear some things up.
Well, I'm just wondering how many, you know, stuff has been in the papers. That's, I don't know, just needs correction or explanation or something. Because stuff I've been reading is like, why?
I think a lot of people just listened to the lyrics and said, what is he saying about Allentown?
Well, see, I heard that someone had gotten the lyrics first before they heard the record. And there was a big, you know, problem with that. See, that's not right. I'm not a poet, I'm a songwriter. And to me, the words are welded to the melody. Words really, they don't sound right without that melody behind it, which I think is a positive melody. I can't speak for the people who live there about if they love it or not. It just represents more than just a town. And also, you can't just go by the lyric alone. You have to, the music is like punctuation, italics,
yeah.
You know, colons and commas and exclamation points. And it says just as much, if not more, than the lyric. It's a strong piece of music.
Well, why did you write the song?
Well, I started writing the song like 10 years ago. It was probably the first time I was in that area. Just because the name Allentown has such a strong American tone to it, that I wrote the first couple of words while we're living here in Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what I was going to say after that. And I tried to write it on and off for, you know, every couple of years. And this isn't a hype. I happen to like the area because it was, you know, bread and butter for me.
Yeah.
We played there many times, and we've had a lot of great gigs there.
So you don't look at this song as a put-down at all, right?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I know that the first impression is kind of pessimistic, but I thought I ended the song on a hopeful note by saying, we're living here in Allentown. In other words, we're American. We're going to stay. We're going to make this.
A lot of the factories in this area are in Bethlehem. Now, why'd you call the song Allentown?
I know that Allentown's where people live. Bethlehem is where a lot of people work. And I meant it to be a place where people lived. Because when you refer to factories in that area, obviously you're referring to Bethlehem. And the name Allentown has such a ring to it, like it's like the Liberty Bell, that I meant it to be an American town, our town.
Yeah, you've got to be familiar with Allentown. I mean, you used to play a lot of dates here.
Well, see, Allentown was my introduction to the rest of America, because I'm from New York, and I also lived in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily represent the real America.
And Allentown does.
Yeah, that's where real, you know, real American people live, and are born and die and get married and all that stuff. New Yorkers tend to get a exaggerated view of themselves, thinking they represent what America is. And they don't. They only represent New York. Allentown is more representative than New York or Los Angeles.
That's obviously not the most glamorous song ever written about a city. It's not a New York, New York, or Chicago.
Well, there's a certain amount of bitterness in it. I'm talking to someone in my own age group. I'm 33.
Right.
The post-war baby boom people, who are facing, you know, diminished expectations. And have the right to be bitter, too. And it's not just Allentown. People shouldn't get, you know, hung up or insecure that it's put down of Allentown. It's sort of, it's a metaphor for an American dilemma. but it's also used as a symbol of the American people. We're living here in Allentown. We're not going anywhere. We're not running away.
No negative feelings about the Lehigh Valley?
No, not at all. I mean, nothing but good feelings about the place. It's not a put down or anything like that. It's really not even directed at the city of Allentown per se. Well, I come from a town called Hicksville, and the people in New York City used to laugh. You know, where are you from? Hicksville, ha 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 ha. And there's a lot of good people from that town. You know, it's not the most exotic place in the world. On the other hand, there were real people there. You know, working people, people who dealt with everyday issues. And actually, the area of Hicksville is called Levittown. And believe it or not, I tried to write the song Levittown before I tried to write Allentown, but it doesn't sing as well. And I just hope people don't get hung up on Allentown as, you know, personally Allentown, the city. I mean, Allentown is an American place.
Allentown appears first on your album and actually, in a way, closes it out too, right?
Last song on side two is called Where's the Orchestra? And at the end of that song, you hear the theme to Allentown. It sort of ties the whole album together. It ties the first song to the last song. It's what they call reiteration. And it's a hopeful note. It's a little wistful, but it's very hopeful.
Does it bother you personally that people are accusing you of not liking them?
Well, I'm not worried about people holding a grudge or having anything against me. That's part of what I do.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't bother me. It's just misconceptions and of things that aren't true that keep, you know, snowballing. It's not really important what people think of me. It's important what people think of themselves. And if a piece of music or a song makes them think, then it worked. I mean, there are people in other cities that aren't in Allentown that are thinking of their city when they hear that song.
You're still recuperating from that motorcycle accident you were in a while ago. How badly were you hurt?
Well, the right wrist was broken and torn out of its socket, and the left thumb was crushed. But I didn't realize it until I tried to pull the bike out of the intersection. I wasn't knocked out or anything.
For someone whose livelihood and their income depends on their wrists and hands and fingers, you must have been pretty shaken thinking about your career.
I never even thought of it. I mean, I used to box. I broke all my fingers years ago. What was going through my head was my bike. How's my bike?
So now are you going to stop riding motorcycles?
No.
You've got to have everybody at the record company sitting on the edge of their seats worrying about you.
Well, that's too bad. I can't stop living. I mean, it's a big release for me. You know, I don't know if they think I have a death wish or a James Dean complex or something. It's nothing like that. I just enjoy doing it.
Well, the condition of your hands and the healing process, this is all going to come into play with your upcoming tour.
Well, we've been rehearsing, but it's really not the same as playing in front of 20,000 people. Now, the right wrist hurts, but that'll be okay. It's the left thumb that I'm worried about. So as far as the extent of the tour, I really won't know until I get up and play.
You've grown incredibly since the last time you were here. What are the chances of you coming back and doing another concert in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, I remember something somebody said to me once a long time ago, before The Stranger came out. Was it Muhlenberg College? It was some kid who said, you're really good, and you're probably going to start playing at bigger places, so we probably won't see you again because a lot of, you know, big names don't come here anymore. And it just really stuck in my head. I said, nah, not me, you know, I'll never forget. And I found out there's not enough days in a year to cover all those places, because I used to feel like that in Hicksville. Everything good happens in the big town. We don't get nothing here.
Well, it sounds to me like we've got a pretty good shot at getting you in here. You're familiar with our petition campaign. Right now we've got more than 10,000 signatures of people in the Lehigh Valley who really want to see you come in and do a concert.
Well, you don't have to petition me. I'm all for it. If my thumb and wrist can cut it, you know, I don't see how we can't play. I'd like to play Allentown. I think it's, at this point, it's almost a necessity.
Oh, excellent. That is really good to hear. Any idea on when you possibly would be stopping by?
It would probably have to be around Christmas.
What a great Christmas present. And there are those that say that Billy Joel doesn't like Allentown.
That's the first song I put on the album. Now, you got to be pretty confident, the first song. You know, use it as the first song in the show. We've even built the stage around it.
Really? So would you say that the theme of the 1982 Billy Joel tour is Allentown?
Theme? Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Great. Oh, that's great. Well, Billy, I know the hour is late and getting later, but I really do appreciate you taking the time to give us a call at Z95 and talk about Allentown.
I must tell you, I would have been asleep a while ago, but the main reason I called was to just talk to somebody about what's been going on about the song, Allentown. As a matter of fact, I got so worked up about it that I had to call. So that was, I should have been asleep a while ago.
Well, hopefully we'll see you sometime around Christmas for a Billy Joel concert. And thanks again for checking in with Z95.